Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you ready to ba-ba-boom? Here are my eyes.
I love you, baby, and if it's quite alright, I need you, baby, you on the lonely night. I love you, baby, trust in me when I say.
There's a point to this. Why is that, Frankie?
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
So, in terms of philosophy, there are rules and regulations which you perhaps can place on yourself. For example, becoming good at what you do. And is that your job? Is that how you live your life? But whatever it is that you are good at, you're going to be good at it because it's something you love. And if money is your goal, you're probably going to lose out, because money isn't really, it's a motivator for sure, but it's more important to pursue the things you love doing. And then you love them so well, Jay, that people can't take their eyes off of you. See how clever?
How clever.
Yes, if nothing. It's good to be clever on Friday. Today's the 23rd of February. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and your car, or as they say here in New England, your car. Save when you bundle all of your insurance together. You'll love the quote you get from Progressive at progressive.com. It's like Doug.
There's that A again. Do you realize this is your last opportunity to do some alliteration with the letter
on
F?
February?
It's the final Friday of February.
What can we do? There must be some artificial intelligence way of dealing with this, right? Can you ask James Collins in our main studio in Dallas? Maybe you can ask some artificial intelligence thing to come up with the longest alliteration using an F and February and farm, food, family, Friday. I don't know. Let's maybe come up with something
silly.
I'll
see what it comes up with. Yeah.
Yes, let's see what it comes up with. Yes, exactly. Meanwhile, speaking of the East Coast in Massachusetts, an officer has been celebrated this week after saving a baby's life. The baby was choking, and Robert Jaworski, police officer in Winthrop, had just completed a refresher course on CPR when he was alerted that this infant was choking. So this guy, who's been with the police department there for 30 years, ran over to the house, used the training he had completed 10 minutes before to remove something that was stuck on the child's throat.
Oh, man.
Daniel Barnes said that he and his wife were watching the granddaughter, Savannah, when she began to choke on her formula. Her face went from red to blue. Guy says, my wife was trying to pat her on the back to clear the airway. Thank God the ambulance and the police showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Policeman turned the child over, faced the child down toward the floor. Tilting gave the child three back blows. The third back blow started the child crying, and in this circumstance, that's a pretty wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah, so dislodged whatever that chunk of formula was. It seems like it wasn't mixed properly.
No, apparently not. So anyway, there's a commendable moment for a police officer, doing his job, but it's not a bad thing to pat him on the back.
Right place, right time. He had just, literally just did his recertification. But this is also a good testament about how truly valuable knowing something like CPR is for all ages.
Just do you know it?
Those, everybody. Yeah, I do, yes. Yeah. Everybody should be well-versed in it because you never want to have to use it, but if you do, you want to be able to step up and do it.
I have been trained, but I must tell you it's been 50 years.
Ooh, time to get recertified.
It's been quite a long time. I've never had to use it, but still, All right, so the February full snow moon is upon us, and even if you have a big telescope and you look at the moon, you're not going to see that private lunar lander, which circled the moon and then touched down, put the U.S. back on the surface of the moon, speaking of 50 years. This is a private enterprise thing, though. This is a private business called Intuitive Machines. And so this is a kind of an interesting thing because the first time a non-governmental machine has landed or done anything like this, took off from the Kennedy Space Center. A lot of private companies are using the Space Center in Florida now and in Houston and Vandenberg as well to get themselves into orbit. So this thing went into a low lunar orbit, and then the flight controllers who were monitoring this thing managed to get it to touch down. This is pretty... this is, 254, pretty close. We're closer to the moon now than we are at many times during the year. It's kind of in and out, 254,000 miles away from the command center.
Was it the apogee and perigee? That's why sometimes we have the supermoon.
Yes, right. So it has a, the lander is about 14 feet, has six experiments in it for NASA. Look at the NASA website, you can get the whole story. They gave this company $118 million to build this lander and to fly it. And so here we have the commercialization of the moon. Is that good? Well, it's not bad. Let's see here. Japan.
Well, astronauts will be returning in a few years, and once they do, what if they're doing something for a longer stay and they need some deliveries?
Yeah, right. So Japan went up there last month. Russia more recently, the U.S., China, and India. And nobody can figure out why India, which is a pretty poor country, would spend the money. Well, under the circumstances, we thought about Russia being poor, but then you learn the fact that the Indians, not necessarily in cahoots, but the Indians took advantage of a good deal. The Russians offered to sell them oil at like 34% off the regular price. So the Indians have been responsible for like $39 billion worth of oil being bought. That's why the Russians have the money for the war and all of the other things illicitly that they're taking care of. So all of the blockades and all of the things that we were trying to do to shut the Russians down, apparently it didn't work. Apparently they didn't work, period. But anyway, I think it's kind of cool to go back to the, it's called Odysseus, I think. It's O-D-Y-S-S-E-U-S. How would you pronounce that? I think something close to that. You know, it's out of contact.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah. There was about an 80% chance that they were going to be able to land on the moon. And they did it flawlessly. Good for them. Because there's a combo thing between NASA and the private contract. It wasn't all the private contractor. But it's good because the taxpayer didn't have to pay for all of this stuff. And I think that, in a manner of speaking, is cool. So Apollo 17, for those of you who want a memory refresher, back in 1972... was the last time we had any activity, the United States had any activity on the moon. So this is good stuff. You can actually look on the NASA website if you want, and you'll see a streaming video of how it landed. That is cool. All right, and it's all with the February. It's not a paper moon. It's a snow moon. And as long as we're talking about things up in the air, there's a satellite that's coming to crash. Let's see here. This is an old European Space Agency satellite, according to the NASA website, re-entering the atmosphere and breaking apart. It crashed into the ocean. The satellite weighs 5,000 pounds. So that's about the size. You'll love this comparison. Those of you who are familiar with an adult rhinoceros, now that's what we're talking about. So you drop an adult rhinoceros from the sky, boom, kabadi, bunk, boop, bop, boo. And there it is. So it isn't going to be a big deal. It's been 50 miles above the Earth. You got to be up over 200 miles for it to stay in orbit. So it'll probably, it's breaking up into pieces.
How much of it will burn up before it hits it?
Yeah, of course it will.
Fully falls down. Will it still be 5,000 pounds? Will it still be an adult rhinoceros?
I think that's a question left for the ages. It went up April 21st, 1995. Been described as the most sophisticated Earth observation spacecraft ever developed. So there you go. The deorbiting process, using up the satellite's fuel to minimize the risk of it exploding when it came into the atmosphere. This is, you know, you hear all kind. We kind of get ourselves on edge with some of this stuff because we think, oh, what happens if it hits us? Chances of it doing any damage are pretty minimal, actually, with any of those, because of what Jay was just saying. It burns up when it comes through the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's travel to Las Vegas.
Anyway.
Yeah, right, goes in the ocean. That's no big deal. Let's go to Las Vegas. That is a big deal. And if you're planning on a quick getaway for a weekend, let's say you want to go over on Friday, have Friday night, Saturday night, wow, zowie, you can do it easily and without having to pay for it. 800-419-3684. Call that number right now. Two people here in front of me ready to go. 800-419-3684 for 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas. Call.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is a good day program. Friday is on the move. And I'm Doug with Jay. We're moving and grooving. Yeah, that was one of the great expressions during my rock and roll disc jockey days. You're moving and grooving with a Duggar. Digging the Duggar. On FM 105. Yes. Well, there's something to dig here. There's great gossip in the celebrity column today. What's trending on most social media is a combo affair, if that's what it is, between Meryl Streep and an actor that I don't think I would have thought she would have been with in 100 years. So, is this true romance? It's an awkward pairing, I think, at best. So, we'll figure out, well, you'll know in a moment, who it is that is hanging out with Meryl Streep. The whole story, the complete story, everything you want to know about who Meryl Streep is hanging around with right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That sounds like ABBA, but it does sound like Meryl Streep. Who thought she could sing? There are a lot of people who thought in this movie that she was, that wasn't really her singing, that she lip-synced somebody else's voice. But I think it came out that it was really her.
Oh, yeah, there was one of the scenes where they didn't even superimpose audio over the acting. She sang live on set, and they used that audio for one of the scenes of the film. She's a great singer.
All right, so let's see if this surprises people. Meryl Streep, who is 74, I think, has started dating, it would seem, Martin Short.
Those are rumors, which they
deny. I know they do. But they went to, there's a restaurant around the corner from my old house on Entrada in Santa Monica in the canyon called Giorgio Baldi, and that's where they went for dinner the other night. It's a place that only people like them, I remember going in there once. It's a small, very intimate restaurant, and I was the only one whose face nobody recognized. Everybody else in there was someone, the actors, they live because next to Pacific Palisades, they come down from Malibu. It's a cool place, little, but it's very intimate. So anyway, they were in there.
Friends. It wasn't just like a one-on-one date or anything like that. But they've been battling these rumors ever since they appeared to be super, quote-unquote, super friendly at, I believe it was the Golden Globes or something. And they've both been asked about, are they dating? And they both say that they are just very close friends. They worked together. They were love interests on the latest season of Only Murders in the Building, which was super cute. I hope they become a couple because they are really cute together. But at the same time, I also believe in platonic friendships. And maybe people are trying to make something
but
that
there's
not
funny
just
gossip
because both of them are single.
Let's have some gossip. Come on. Yeah, Meryl Streep hasn't been with the last guy for 6 years, and I think that Martin Short's wife died a number of years ago. So, anyway, so there is gossip and there is stuff. You know what? It's not bad. It would be nice if they are happy together. It's the way it ought to be, right? Just put them together if that's what works and shut up and leave them alone. That would be my remedy for the current situation. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. So you wrap yourself in nothing but the best when you're using the new MyPillow towel sets. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent. Isn't it awful when you get out of the shower, you get a nice, it feels good, the nice towel, but then doesn't take care of the water. Get 60-day money-back guarantees on everything at MyPillow.com. And if you use the DS code, you're going to get the best buys and free shipping. So it's the towels, that's number one. The mattresses now that they have, mattress toppers. Wow, look at all the things that they have. The best prices ever. 50% off MyPillow 2.0 and 50% off the new flannel sheets. It's a big deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS for all this special stuff.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a sit-down interview about her new book and her late father, the daughter of Ronald Reagan was asked by an NBC News correspondent what the former Republican president would think about today's politics.
I think he'd be appalled, really, you know, and, yeah, they used to have martinis together, too.
Patty Davis says her dad and Democratic House Speaker at the time, Tip O'Neill, would have intense public debates, but would always put the aggressiveness aside when it was time. Some major East Coast cities in the U.S. are quite literally sinking, according to new info out from NASA. The U.S. Space Agency says it used satellite data to survey areas from New England south all the way to Florida, and then utilized ground-based GPS centers to track the motion. Some of the cities were sinking as much as 2 millimeters per year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
February festivities found a friendly farming family fervently tending to their fertile farm, fostering fondness for fresh food, flavorful feasts, and fun-filled frolics amidst fields of fragrant flowers, forging unforgettable moments of familial fellowship and fantastic fun.
My God, do you believe that?
What?
That's my voice.
What? That was magnificent.
No, but that's that AI stuff. I asked James...
That was magnificent. I honestly would have thought that was like some audio clip from back in the day or something like that. And
well, it probably found audio.
Holy.
Who knows how old that audio is or pieces of that audio. That's what's amazing. For those of you just joining us, you can go back to listening to GoodDayShow.com and hear the last conversation about, 15 minutes ago. We were talking about alliteration and something that had to do with Friday. I think you said it, Jay.
Well, it's the final Friday.
It's the last day. Right. So I said to James, see if you can put together, he's not doing it, but some crazy artificial intelligence site that can put together some alliteration with my voice. And so in a couple of minutes, that's what came out of it. You want to play it again? Play it one more time, James. This is not me, but it is me. Me, not me. Friday's fabulous February festivities found a friendly farming family fervently tending to their fertile farm, fostering fondness for fresh food, flavorful feasts, and fun-filled frolics amidst fields of fragrant flowers, forging unforgettable moments of familial fellowship and fantastic fun. Good God. What's this world coming to? Is the question, and you can just think about that. Conjure up thoughts in your own mind about what all of that means. Nobody got hurt by it. It's not bad. It's just, it kind of makes me, I go back to some of the things that I've talked with some of my friends who are voice actors about. I'm not a voice actor, although you've done a lot of voice acting, Jay.
Taking I've done a little bit.
My voice and creating a commercial. Or any, whatever you want to commit. We just, that little bit of fun was something that was, I said, okay, let's do it. And how quickly it gets done. So,
anyway, that's also where some of those scams work, where if you answer a number that you do not know and they ask you a question or like, can you hear me? Because they want you to say yes. And you should never say that because they could use that to alter what you're actually saying, using your voice to make you say other things like this AI just did.
Unbelievable. All right, speaking of things that are unbelievable, I could get emotional about how excited people get regarding Omaha Steaks, the country's biggest and best when it comes to this sort of distribution. The company known for finding the right beef so that when the quality research staff goes checking all this stuff out, you know that you're getting the best possible steaks and everything else that's in there. Never mind the steaks, it's the burgers, it's all of the things that you like, the pork chops and the chicken breasts. There's fish in there as well, jumbo franks, great desserts, 100% guaranteed every day to be perfect. So if you're wondering what's for dinner over the weekend, you can go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, and you can order these things, and they'll be delivered right away. Bigger, better, and just the best. The specially curated steaks. This is a solution to a big problem, right? You want something that's quick to fix. Get out the grill. It's easy and it's delish. Enjoy the specials
for appetizers.
Yeah,
are always a big hit.
Yep. So omahasteaks.com/Doug. That's where you go. You get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with the package that you come up with. This is the semi-annual half price set, 50%. Right? The same thing as, this sounds like something of AI. What's the same thing as saying 50% off? Half price maybe makes it work. It's omahasteaks.com/Doug. No, not Doug. Why do I do that? Doug. D-O-U-G, Doug. That's it. All right, here's the congratulatory moment that many would like to have in their column. Guy won $500,000 the other day in a lottery, but he didn't. He realized he'd walked out of the store, didn't have the ticket. He's a minister in Iowa, doing scratch games. Ministers do things like that. Why not, right? But he forgot. He was really excited. But he forgot to get the ticket in the store, so he went back in. And this is, he started calling out everybody, where's my ticket? And he ended up claiming the prize for the $500,000 cash scratch game. So what would happen, Jay, if you realized you'd done that? What would be your reaction?
With winning that kind of money, that would be
awesome.
Yeah, I would be like, heck yes. There's so much you could do with it. I mean, it is essentially still $500,000 is life-changing money. But my question lies in, why do people do their scratch-off tickets still in the store?
In the store. Yeah.
I see it all of the time.
Well, where would you do it? In church? This guy's a minister. Wait a minute. He's delivering his sermon. Hold on a second, folks. I'm going to see if I can... I'm going to scratch my ticket and see $500,000. I'll use it for the church. Which maybe he is doing.
Those aren't the only options. I mean, people can go do it in their car as soon as they get back into their vehicle or wait till they get home or something. But whenever they do it in the middle of the store, because what if you do win that kind of money and you have somebody in there who is like, you know, already feeling like they're two steps away from robbing the place anyway?
Yeah, great.
And that's not the only reason, but still, it's just I always wondered. I'm like, why can you not, like, you actually cannot wait to even step foot outside of the store to scratch off that ticket?
Get the money. Show me the money. All right, here's the story. Here's another one of these lottery stories. It's not so good. This guy is suing Powerball for $340 million after his numbers were mistakenly posted on a website. This guy, John Cheeks is his name. He's kind of cheeky. He thought he had won the Powerball after seeing his numbers posted on the D.C. Lottery website. However, when he went to redeem the ticket, what he thought was the winning ticket, he was told that it was a mistake.
Uh-huh.
So he has filed a lawsuit in Superior Court against multiple entities, including Powerball, the Multi-State Lottery Association, and anybody else who touches this. He says, because the winning numbers on the D.C. Lottery website match the numbers on my Powerball lottery ticket, the lawyer says he's entitled to the entire jackpot that was then available. Man, this is going to be an interesting case to watch.
Yeah, because this is like a legitimate website. This is the website that posts the winning numbers, and they got it wrong. Some human error or something messed up somewhere. And this gentleman matched his ticket to what was posted and believed he won. Essentially, did he? Did he win? Because that's what was posted. That's what they're arguing.
I bet you he'll get something out of it. I bet he will. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
All right, speaking of people who don't. This guy, the best word I can use to describe this fellow is that he's a dope. Passenger on a jet blue plane, or he never got on the plane. He was, he went through the TSA at the airport down in Fort Lauderdale, and he was having his 27th birthday, so he went down there to celebrate, and he joked at the TSA that he had missed his bomb in the bag. What are you, stupid? What do you think they're going to do to you? So they arrested him. Hello? And so TSA, he said the airline employee, well, some flight attendant said that he had said when he went through the TSA and was walking away, they missed the bomb in my bag. So she ran over to the TSA agent, and they chased this guy down at the gateway, ready to get on the jet, and they placed him under arrest. Anyway, I can't imagine anybody being that stupid, but I guess, you know, stupid is as stupid does, right?
Especially in the year of 2024.
Stupid. All right, here's kind of this is a tough story about another sort of a plane thing. We've had a number of plane stories this week with a piece coming off of the Delta jet, or was it Delta or was it United? It was one of the two, 757. Here's the story of a 62-year-old fellow who died after the plane carrying some skydivers made an emergency landing on a beach in Mexico. Mm-hmm. This guy was out on the beach. The plane made a forced landing, and the plane landed on top of him. Had a bunch of Canadian skydivers on it. This guy and his wife were out on the beach. Wife didn't get hurt, but he did. He's dead. That's kind of a weird thing, right? Think about it. What are the chances of something like that happening?
Yes.
Yeah. Very
strange.
It's just
heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. But there's strange stuff going on in the world. All right. So speaking of strange, today is the beginning of the baseball season. At least the games that are being played are the preseason stuff. All the players have reported, and there's a big controversy, not about rules, but about the new pants. Have you seen these? The pants are see-through.
What's up with the pants?
The Major League Baseball Players Association has literally their panties in a wad over this. Their newly designed uniform, their tops and bottoms, and they don't like, the players don't like either one of them. And so far, the fans that have seen them, they don't like them either. You can see the guys, the players' private parts. Through the pants. They're see-through pants. You can see when they lean over.
Yeah, the material's like wrong or something, and you can see where their shirt is tucked in. You can see the bottom part of the shirt being tucked in. You can see their underwear.
Or whatever else.
You know what? Welcome to the club, boys. Women have been battling this with our workout gear for a long time. Everything looks all good, and then all of a sudden you start doing squats, and bam, there is the Captain America logo on your bum. I'm not speaking from personal experience.
No, I would hope not. Anyway, this has been all over the place the last 24 hours or so. The people on ESPN who have been responsible for a number of interesting articles and comments and videos say they have been hearing universal concerns from players about having to wear these pants. So, listen, if you have a little video today, or I've watched the games this weekend, you can check it out and let us know. 48 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three after the hour now, we could do our alliteration here. It's Food Farm Family Friday time. The festivities continue on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner going to celebrate today's Banana Bread Day. It's National Banana Bread Day. So let's see, fruit and bread together. Some of the bananas that you see, though, they're old and they're rotten.
I feel like that's when people make banana bread. Like, I don't know anybody who is just like, hey, I'm going to make banana bread today. It's because they didn't get a chance to use their bananas in time, and they have no other option but to make banana bread or throw them out. Mm-hmm. So they opt for banana bread.
It all started in the early 1900s when the invention of refrigeration came into play. Transportation of bananas from Central America and South America became a lot easier. And then during the Great Depression, people didn't want to throw away rotten food. So somebody came up with the idea of taking overly ripe bananas and mixing them with bread dough. And banana bread was born in the 1930s, right? So let's see if Chiquita Banana is here to say, put bananas on your bread and eat it today. La da 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 da. There you go. That's it. Banana Bread Day. There's an interesting discovery here in a hotel. This was the story that was playing out on the social media pages all over the internet.
I question this, though.
You do? Well, you think it's set up? Al McLemore. Well, you want to? Is this somebody who goes around checking this sort of thing out, or is this what are you questioning?
This woman and her husband went to a hotel. They were celebrating his birthday. They got room service and everything. And then, while her husband was looking for some dairy alternative for his wife, he stumbled upon a quote unquote communal fridge that had a whole bunch of freezer, like frozen food options from like Trader Joe's. And they were questioning, was this gourmet pasta dish that his wife ate the previous dinner truly that of like a chef's inspiration, or was it something like they reheated something they bought at Trader Joe's? But the reason I question is this, is one, they refuse to name the hotel. They don't want to put the hotel on blast, which is respectable, but they refuse to name the hotel. And if this was, if all of this was in a fridge, why was that fridge in a community area, a communal area next to the buffet where any of the guests could just welcome themselves into it? If they were trying to hide something, wouldn't it be back in like the back kitchen or something? And her issue too, which she even said, was not the fact that it was, you know, they found Trader Joe's food. It's the fact that they booked this hotel because one of the experiences was the chef stuff, like this custom gourmet chef created blah 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 blah. So they were
kind of much ado about nothing.
They just use Trader Joe's.
Yeah, get lost. This is a stupid story. Anyway, because people just want attention.
You wonder what it does make you wonder whenever you do go get room service. Does anybody, are any of them actually using frozen foods that they're reheating? Not that there's anything wrong with that in the home.
Who cares?
At a hotel? Right.
Well, who cares?
If I'm paying for, if I'm paying $30 for a veggie burger,
wow,
I want to know that, like, it was fresh made and they didn't just grab a Boca burger from the store and did it.
That could be it. Hi, here's some news from Red Lobster. Apparently, the all-you-can-eat shrimp has become a problem because they can't get as much shrimp, and it costs them deeply, apparently. They're trying to dig out of how much money they lost with the all-you-can-eat shrimp thing. So now the solution to that is all-you-can-eat lobster. You know, I think that that's going to be more expensive than they apparently lost $19 million in the first 9 months on this thing, first 9 months of last year. The cost of shrimp went way up, and here they are giving it, you know, everybody. Who's not going to eat as much as you can and stick some in a bag and bring it home? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember seeing the ad for Ultimate Endless Shrimp Deal? The
bring
price
my
went from...
ever with some Tupperware in it. Yeah, I'm going to go for that all-you-can-eat lobster.
Yeah. So, initially they were selling that for $20, then it went to 22, and then it went to 25, and then they ran out of the shrimp, or they weren't smart enough to just end the promotion. That's what makes me wonder what kind of management they say. I had the other night when I was in Pennsylvania, I've been in a Red Lobster for ages, and there was one handy by, so stopped in to have a little like fried lobster tail. It was pretty good. I didn't ask for the shrimp. I don't think, because it wasn't there in the first place. But I didn't do all you can eat. All right, so there it is, the update on Red Lobster for those of you who care. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Friday's overview of food and the farm connection, all that good stuff at 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.